This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Give me that wrench. Okay. Hey, there's that wrench. Good to be with you, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Auto World, the second hour, and good to have you along. For the first, second, and of course, don't forget to tune in on the third hour. We're going to the largest lemon farm on the third hour, so you can't really wait for that. But here, this second hour, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio, bringing you along, you're sitting shotgun with me. I do appreciate that. That's all it is a shotgun means that we've opened up the radio channel for you to tune in, and that means you are sitting with me going down the road in this bad boy car. We've got no engine lights on. We got it fixed, so we're good to go. Isn't that a good feeling? That stupid engine light, or you might call it the stupid tire light that plays games with you. That tire light that comes on, then goes off, then comes on, just playing games with you. I mean, literally, it's, you know, and how do you take care of that? I had an email come in here this week. We talked live. I called the gentleman live. He gave me his phone number, his email address, of course, and I talked to him live. I just called him. And that's how I do it. I instead of just emailing him, I just pick up the phone. He shoot me over your phone number, and I'll call you direct. And I did. We talked about that tire light that was going on and going off, going on and going off on his automobile. And I really don't need to share your make and model, because we all have tire lights today. And what that, of course, is, if you've got a low tire, the tire light comes on to let you know that, you know, you've got the right rear tire low. Get it filled. And that, what that is not only do you need air, but folks, you might have a tire that's got a nail or a screw or something in it causing it to go low on air. So it's a reminder light. Now, what I pointed out to him, and I wanted to share it with everybody here on Auto World, because if your tire light keeps playing games with you, oh yeah, Monopoly game. Did you ever play the Risk game? Oh, that was pretty technical. But anyway, back to the game word. On again, off again, on again, off again. And he went out and checked the air in his tires, and they were up to the standards, the standards that it shows on the side of the tire. And he, as he stated, it's Mark, it says right on the side of the tire, you've taught me to read on the side of the tire, and it says 44 pounds. He said, I made sure that there was 45 pounds, Mark, in each and every tire. And there was. He said, the air was okay, but why is my tire light on? So here's what I had him do. Easy thing to do. The TPMS sensor, tire pressure monitoring system, that's inside there is behind the valve stem, folks. It's all part of the valve stem. They have a little watch battery in them, a little round circle watch battery, literally, and you can't replace the battery. You have to replace the whole TPMS sensor. Break down the tire, pull the sensor out, put a whole new valve stem and sensor in, because it's all one package there. And it starts at, some of the tire shops start at, you know, $55 and go on up from there, because it's the labor to break it down, do all that, put a new sensor in. But here's first and foremost, this is what I call the Auto World tip for this week, is that, just like this gentleman, what you need to do is just have it get on the internet, literally get on the internet, .com, and you can go in there. A lot of you have YouTubed it, of course, and you can YouTube it again and look for your make and model. Just type it in, and there's a programming of the learning controls of your TPMS sensors that's in your vehicles. So I wanted him to get on the internet.com learning controls for a TPMS sensor, and then put your make and model in. And when he did do that, I did that with him on the telephone, and we brought up it and said, and this is how silly this is. I mean, I call it silly, but it's the truth and what the car manufacturers have done for us. We had to leave the driver's door open. We had to pump the brake pedal with the key. We had to turn the key and cycle the key three times, and then leave the key on, then pump the brake pedal three times. So this is just part of the procedure of his Ford, by the way, Ford F-150. There, I said it. Okay. okay, I'm not protecting the innocent anymore. But anyway, it was a Ford F-150, and so we did that. And by doing that, then it re-goes that computer inside underneath the dash area, goes and relearns that it has TPMS sensors in each and every wheel. And once it re-scans it, the system on board re-scans it, the light goes off. And you're settled, you're fixed, you're... And no money was... You know, you didn't... This is kind of like a financial show. No money was spent. You're saving money. Oh, that's what it is. Anyway, good to have you along the second hour. I'm Mark Evans, your host. And this hour, we're going to go into, of course, your emails. And we're also... I'm going to share with you, and I want you to share with me, your driver's education story. Oh, yeah, it's that time of year. Warmth means that the kids are back in the driver's ed classes, or are they? Did you have to get and do driver's ed in your day? Did you have to? Or did you just go down and get a driver's license and start driving? Did you happen to drive your first tractor on the farm, maybe? I don't know. Share it with us. Right here on Auto World, the number since 1992, 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's good throughout the week, every day, whenever's good with you. Even if you folks are working the night shift and you got something came up on your car driving to work or your truck, the light come on, or you got a noise, or you've got a smell, or how come I have this plastic creaking going in the right rear quarter panel of my vehicle? Oh, yeah. Email me. And I'll get to it throughout the week, definitely. And right here live from Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza. And, of course, Facebook Messenger. Now, the second hour, I got a little history we're going to share with you about gas fuel shortage. Oh, yeah, got a little history back in the day. And then, of course, I'll welcome you over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and the Auto World Radio Facebook page and the Instagram account, Auto World Media. Take a look at those photos I shot out there to you, give you a little tease. I'd like to hear from you if you are in the gas crunch stories right now, the shortage, and hopefully you've got enough gas. It's crazy what's going on, and to the point that we're going to be sharing on the third hour what happened. Well, we'll probably do it this hour. Yes, we will. What happened on this day in automotive history has something to do with gas. But first and foremost, please interrupt me at any time. I want to hear your driver's education stories, your driving. What did you get a drive in? Was it an automatic? Did you have to drive a clutch car? I understand today's kids, there's no clutch cars. And when I see a driver's education independent company, all their vehicles are yellow. And I see not a 2021, but a 2020 Chevrolet Corvette. What? They get to drive a Corvette? I'm thinking about taking driver's education over again and kind of act like I really don't know how to drive and getting that Corvette. Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. But I guess you can because it's there, Mark. Oh, yeah. A year-old Corvette. Can't wait for the mid-engine supercar Corvette to be in the driver's education lineup. So what did you drive? Share it with us right here at 855-660-4261. And, oh yeah, here this hour, we're going to... Do you have a path figured out yet? Well, I'm going to take you down the path that you're not going to believe right here on the second hour of Auto World. It's going to be a fun one. It's quite interesting news. And also this hour, I'm going to get into some of the highlights that have happened at the Mecum auction in the past. And it's underway right now. Mecum auction is underway in Indy right now, here this weekend. And you might be listening to us here on Auto World from that auction. And please, give us a call or email. Let me know what you see, maybe what you purchased. Maybe, you know, you might have to call your banker. I need more cash. Share it with us right here in Auto World, 855-660-4261. We're going to come back, take some of your emails. I got some auto repair emails I want to share with you. And also a driver's education story right here in front of me when we come back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I told her.
put some fuel in it, and you can drive it. No, hey, good to have you along. I'm glad we've got fuel in our tank. We got a little nitrous can on the side of the vehicle here, just because I have a nitrous button that I can push and fog some nitrous in there to get really going. Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. Good to have you along right here on Auto World each and every week. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Auto World, it's the official ASE certified high octane turbocharged supercharged chrome wheel plated pearl painted tire burning nitrous smelling radio podcast internet TV talk show, folks. Thanks for being here. I do appreciate that. Now, driver's ed. We got a story that just came in here, and got another one that just came in. So that's what I like. Thank you. That's being part of the show, interactive, informative, all things automotive. And I want to hear about your driver's ed story right here on Auto World through email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and or our phone number, 855-660-4261. That is, again, a good, since 1992, live. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Let's get to this. Driver's Ed story. It says, I took a driver's ed, in 1980 at the peak of the ugly Chrysler K car Ford Fairmont time period. You know, back when the U.S. automakers didn't have to worry about the Japanese and thus built some of the ugliest and mechanically cars in history. Well, we had about six Fairmonts. That's a Ford Fairmont that we used for the driver's ed. And one had this little quirk that it idled at 35 miles per hour. You would start the car and it would just roar. Drop it into gear and you'd get a little squawk from the tires without even trying. The worst was on the narrow streets that we did our road training on. You had to ride the brakes the whole entire time just to keep the car at near 25 miles an hour. What a trip. Brad sent that from, and Brad, I appreciate that driver's ed story. Appreciate that, and what a treat. You're saying you're listening to us. You listen to us live the first hour and listening to us on the second hour here on GCNLive.com, and you're listening. I want to do a shout-out, of course, to our great affiliate that takes our first hour, and you're listening in California there on the first hour. Shout-out to KMET. 1490 AM, that is AM 1490, KMET, Moreno Valley, Hemet, Paris, California, and all, of course, all the folks, the towns in between all those. Thank you. And Brad, thank you for sharing that driver's ed story. That's how you do it, folks. And thank you again for tuning in on the second hour. Brad, good to have you along on the second hour for the ride and being part of the show. You're now a charter member. That's how you do it, folks. Driver's ed. Next break, we're going to share another driver's ed story that just came in. This is a funny one, too. So that's what it's all about. Did you have to drive a clutch car? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember the first time you drove a clutch car, folks? It was quite interesting, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, definitely. Completely different. And today, if you're driving a one-year-old Chevy Corvette that I just saw at the driver's ed school, and they also had this lucky kid. Looks like a brand new Jeep Wrangler four-door, four-wheel drive. Of course, they're all painted in yellow, so they'd stick out. Maybe that might help the accidents, huh? You never know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to your emails on the repair kind and your emails on the help kind. You know, right down to the not only the car type of email, but, I got a problem with my neighbor in their car all night long making noise. I can help you fix that. But now it's time to get. I couldn't hardly wait to get this information out to you. It's quite interesting on the cost of what's going on with these car auctions today, which you and I are all watching them, of course, on the TV and listening to them on the radio and all. But Mecum Auctions, they've had auctions throughout each and every weekend anymore, it seems like. They're underway in Indy. And here's just a few. In fact, let's start at the bottom, price-wise, and go up. Here's just a few of the cars that sold at the Mecum auction. One, remember the old Dodge Dart? Oh, yeah. Well, a 1968 Dodge Hemi Dart, has a Hemi in it, sold for $300,000. My grandma drove she had a Dodge Dart Swinger. And it was orange in color, two-door hardtop with the black vinyl top on it. What a beautiful little car. Had a 318 automatic, little GT steering wheel on it, all stock, original. Had the hubcaps on it, the little 78 series tires with the white striped tires on it. And it was a great, great little car. I think it was a 73. And I was sad to see that it was sold. Of course, one day it was sold, and we got her into another car, and that car was a Cadillac. So I don't know if you can say that she moved up. Yeah, I guess you can say that she moved up in luxury, creature features and all, from a Dodge Dart. But now, oh, yeah, that Cadillac, it wouldn't even fetch $300,000, would it? No, it would not. So Grandma's passed, and she's always listening, though. I do know that. So we're starting at the bottom. That's number fourth in price. Number third in price that recently sold at the Mecum auction, a 69 Dodge, a Coronet, an RT convertible Hemi. Oh, yeah, I've got a Coronet. 65. It's not the RT, it's not the convertible, and it's not the Hemi. That cuts me out of the price, I guess. But this one did sell, the 69 Dodge Coronet RT convertible Hemi. It sold for just a couple pennies, $625,000. And for you folks, this is a little bit of trivia. Do you know what the RT stands for? What does RT stand for? Let's just throw it out to you. There's no sense in me getting all the gifts. I have all these detailed car wash gifts that are sitting in the Lincoln trunk. Let's throw that out there. What does RT stand for in the Dodge Chrysler line? What does RT stand for? 855-660-4261. Also, our email here at Auto World is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's for a lot of great gifts. Make your car smell good and look good. And, of course, the email, don't forget, don't be bashful, you can answer it through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That one sold for $625,000. Number three on the list, coming up from getting up to number one. Well, this is number two on the list, actually. We started at four, we did three, now we're at two. A 1969 Dodge Daytona. You notice I'm staying with the Dodge brand? Sometimes I like to do that for you folks that like the Dodge or the Ram pickups. They changed the name. We're going to do the trivia on the Ram and the Dodge. Why did they change the pickup name? You know, it used to be the Dodge Ram. Now it's just the Ram. We're going to do that later at a later date. Okay, so anyway. A 69 Dodge Daytona. One of one, folks. One of one. It was a Hemi convertible. Oh, yeah. $900,000. And no, it wasn't a convertible. It was a hardtop. 69 Dodge Daytona. One of one. $900,000. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with more of your Driver's Ed stories right here on Auto World from the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Medics in Gaza are reporting the death toll from an Israeli airstrike today is 42 people. The United Nations Security Council in New York had an emergency meeting to discuss the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence. He said he's now calling for both sides to return to the bargaining table.
The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leaving two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states.
In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly 36 Palestinians. Egypt is trying to help broker the peace talks between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All my friends, I love no rider. The no rider is a little higher.
Fuel to make it go low. Oh yeah. Well, the gas prices are going up, aren't they? Oh yeah. Each and every summer, the warm weather. Of course, that driver's ed. When you're in driver's ed, you don't have to pay for the gas. You just get in that 1 year old Corvette and that Jeep Wrangler and go. They also had a mock Mustang. What is going on? Anyway, I'd like to hear your story about your driver's education, driver's ed back in the day, how much class time you had, maybe what kind of car did you get to drive, or truck? Did you have to do a clutch, automatic transmission? Did you accidentally hit something when the foot slipped off the clutch? How many times did it take you to finally figure the clutch out? It took me quite a few times to get that thing to, you know, the go pedal down and the clutch pedal out real slow. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the instructor, slow it up, Evans. Slow it up. No. Yeah, I did. I had to because I wanted to pass. I'm looking for the day to get back in the driver's ed. Not really. No, I don't need to do that unless they let me drive that new vet. Anyway, good to have you along right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Thanks for being here for me and for all the other listeners. All of us are a big family here in Auto World each and every week. And that means that you need to share with us here on Auto World your email stories about driver's ed. How to do that? Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Axelrod Alex will take your phone call. You Call him right now at 855-660-4261. And we're going to share with you, so I got some email repair questions we're going to get to here. But first and foremost, right now, it's time, what happened on this day in automotive history? Huh, it's kind of a coincidence here, maybe? Yeah, well, back in May of 1942, gas rationing begins in the U.S. for World War II. On this day, of course, 17 states in the eastern United States begin gas rationing at the order of the Office of the Price Administration as an effort to preserve materials for World War II. Ramped up, of course, gasoline was not the only commodity being rationed. Rubber was the first material to have a ration program initiated by the OPA, in part due to the Japanese invasion of the Dutch East Indies, which cut off major rubber supplies to the U.S. Tires for wartime vehicles were necessary, of course, which meant non-essential drivers had limited access to new or used tires for their personal vehicles. Various levels of gas stamps were issued. Gas stamps were issued based on the levels of importance. Your average motorist would likely have been issued an A sticker for their windshield, of course. Stick it on your windshield, which allowed for the purchase of up to 4 gallons of gas a week. Essential drivers, business owners, doctors, truckers, and those with necessary transportation jobs were issued either a B, C, T, or an X sticker. That would ensure that they received the proper amount of gas for their duties. Other efforts to reduce fuel consumption included the passing of a national speed limit of 35 miles an hour, which became known as the victory speed for December 1, 1942. Mandatory gas rationing was in effect across all 48 states and the territories of Alaska and Hawaii back on this day in automotive history, 1942. So today, of course, as you know, some of you in back east with the pipeline that just got hacked, I guess is the best way to say it. They paid the ransom. They got the pipeline pumping fuel for all of us again. But, boy, some of you lived it. I know that I understand that Georgia is just one of the places that had 42% of their gas stations shut down, ran out of fuel. And, you know, that's where I started. And I do feel for you if you don't have, you know, gas in your gas tank. And could you survive on 4 gallons a week? And of course, that was back in the day in 1942. Those cars, I mean, they did not get what you're getting, 23, 33. Axelrod Alex has a car that probably gets 45 miles to the gallon. Well, they probably could survive on 4 gallons a week, but could you? I know my Dodge Coronet couldn't survive on 4 gallons on just the initial startup. So there she's parked. A rock in the driveway, we say. And you also need tires. Boy, how lucky we are. Those days are long gone, and the gas is now turned on, and we are driving again. Absolutely, driving again. That's what it's all about. With that said, you know, I like to always help you. I'm going to pull this email bag up here. There it is. Share with you emails, repair kind, of course, and sometimes it has maybe something to do with fuel. And, you know, if you've got an engine light that just turned on, you're wondering what to do and why to do, well, you just go get it scanned, use the parts stores. They'll scan it for free for you. For, like, example, I had a customer come in the other day and to the greasy garage and ran a fault code check on the engine light. It came up as a PO200. That's just, see, every electronic sensors and there's a lot of electronic sensors underneath your hood or bonnet, if you're listening to us across the pond, and thank you for listening. That beautiful aqua-colored turquoise water, dark blue, love it. Well, if you've got an engine light on, the fault number comes up as a PO200, what is that? See, each and every electronic sensor has a number to it, and that's called a fault code number. And this gentleman had a PO200 come up. And by the way, these numbers are linked to this part, and sometimes it goes, and there's a lot of makes and models out there, so sometimes a PO200 could be for a Ford, or it goes all the way up to the PO212. Well, he had a 200 in his automobile, and basically what we had to check was an open or shorted fuel injector to get rid of that fault code number of PO200. There you go. Fuel, see? It's all fuel related. So, like my Facebook page asks you, Check that out. Mark Evans, Facebook. Welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And, of course, Instagram. Take a look at the pictures I put on there with people at the gas pumps back in the day because of the gas shortage. And I also shared with you the price of some fuel that's happening right now today. And it is not cheap. Man, the diesel's unbelievable. So head on over to Facebook, Mark Evans, and Auto World Media in the Instagram account. So let's get to some more emails and get these cars fixed. Got to reach into the email bag here. A lot of them. There's one. Okay, I got one. All right, now this email here says, yes, I can read it live on the air. Thank you. Ooh, this one. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we got to get our horn ready because we're going to do a shout-out here in a minute. It says, hi, Mark, love listening to you, but I hate that we only get 2 hours of your show here in Auburn, New York. Well, oh, my goodness. Well, you got 2 hours. I do appreciate the great affiliate, which we're going to do a shout-out to that affiliate right now. Let's do a shout-out, too.
Oh, yeah, there's the horn.
Shout-out to WAUB AM 1590, Auburn, Weedsport, New York, and all the towns in between there, and all you great people that are listening in between there. Thank you for tuning in. Shout-out to WAUB. AM 1590. Now, he says, I listened to the last hour on GCNLive.com. Fantastic. Anyway, I have a... Thank you, by the way, for tuning in. I have a funny-sounding noise in the front of my 2009 Suburban. It only makes it going down the freeway at around 70 miles per hour. Oh, we got to go to the... We're going to take a short break. And he says here he's taking it to several shops. So when we come back and read the email, we're going to get his Suburban fixed. I think I got an idea. What might be wrong? Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
And thank you for doing your job. I do appreciate that. The speed limit's a lot more than 35 miles an hour. Again, thank you for doing, if you're a state trooper, policeman, thank you. I tip my hat and salute you with my right hand because I'm right-handed. Salute you. Absolutely. We all need our policemen and fire truck and firemen and fire ladies and everybody. Good to have you along right here on Auto World. We just got done here looking at an email. I want to finish reading the email. A gentleman is listening to us on our great affiliate from Auburn, New York. Good to have you back east with all of you right now. Thank you for tuning in and turning me on. And that station is, shout out to WAUB AM 1590, Auburn, Weedsport. Oh, yeah, New York. Good to be along. Oh, I can't. The fall foliage is awesome back there, folks. Anyway, we're going in the warm weather. This email, he says, I listened to you last hour on GCNLive.com, and thank you, because they only take the couple hours. But anyway, he says, I got a funny noise. Sounding noise in the front of my 2009 Suburban. It only makes it going down the freeway at around 70 miles an hour. We've had several shops take a ride and a peek at it, but no one can hear or find the problem. Do you have any ideas, Mark? Thank you, Ray. Well, Ray, thank you for tuning in from New York. Appreciate that. Was listening to us on WAUB AM 1590. In fact, Ted is the program director. And thanks, Ted. Good to have you along with us and taking our Auto World show. That noise, Ray. Now, there's a lot of things I can talk about here. You said it's kind of dissecting your email. You said first, thank you for giving us the year, make, and model. It's 2019. I think I might have said 2009. You have it down as a 2019 Suburban. Now, that's a pretty new vehicle. Not too old. You said the noise was out in the front. It happens at high speed. So, see how I dissect it? And this is how we all need to dissect our noises. And do the same thing with smells, too. Is the smell the right front corner, left front corner, in the rear, in the back, et cetera, in the front? Is it up on the roof? It could be the headliner where you went over the speed bump and your McDonald's 32-ounce Coke, spilled all the way up and soaked your headliner, and now you're smelling it. anyway, Ray, let's get back to your noise, and your noise is... We need a drum roll. Okay. I have to talk this out loud here, Ray. Talk it out, because that's the way I find out what your noise might be. If it's in the front, Ray, I want to ask you a question, and you can please email me back, because I want you to email me back anyway, because for sure I have some great gifts for you for being now a charter member and a family member of Auto World, just by emailing in. But email us back here. Do you have a bug shield on the front of that 2019 Suburban. Just a regular old plastic bug shield. And in this case, I'm calling it an air shield, an air whistler shield. Ray, I think, now I might be wrong, because I don't know if you have a bug shield or not, but if you've got a bug shield, you see, we call them bug shields because it mounts, you know, there on the hood, out front of the hood, and so when you pop your hood, the bug shield or windscreen bug shield to keep the bugs off the windshield is mounted to the front of your hood. And when you're going down the highway at high speeds like that, I'm thinking, Ray, that in fact it's a whistler on you. That's your noise. Because why I'm going this direction is the wind's hitting the bug shield, supposed to hit that little flare, like a looks like a NASCAR spoiler, but turned around the backwards, and it's on the front of your Suburban, of course. You're going down there at 70 miles an hour, then it hits, the wind's hitting it, and it's causing this noise that you've got, and this noise, nobody can find it. So if you do have a bug shield, that's the first question. Second thing I would like you to do is, you know, there's little, the bug shields come with, of course, the mount, and you mount them on there, but they come with these little round type of rubber dots, like those dots we buy when we go to the drive-in movie. Uh-oh, there's no more drive-in movies. There could be. Or if you go into, you know, the walk-in, sit-down movie now, because we are now free of wearing a mask, because you've got your card on your wallet. But those little dots are designed to be stuck underneath the bug shield on the hood, causing that when the wind hits the bug shield, plastic fiberglass shield, it pushes it down on those rubber dots so it doesn't wear the metal out and hit your metal, causing it not to make that noise you're talking about, Ray. So I'm thinking, first off, foremost, I don't have a problem with this. Get the duct tape out. We're going to just do this for testing purposes. First, to see if you got a bug shield, let me know there. I'm waiting for your email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send that to me, and then if you do have a bug shield, you can get the duct tape out and put some rags. Just shove the rags in between the hood and the bug shield to firm it up. Duct tape, just not on the paint, though. No, no, no. Duct tape the rag on the rags or the towel. You're just firming up the bug shield. And then go for a ride. Duct tape that thing on the top of that. Just a little bit of duct tape there so the rag doesn't fly out. I wouldn't want you, if I was following you, I wouldn't want your beach towel covering up my line of sight on my windshield there, Ray. So that's why I'm having you get the Gorilla tape out or the duct tape. Anyway, do that. Let me know. I think that's your noise, Ray. I really do appreciate that. That's the most simplest thing. I do know that a lot of you, Ray, by emailing us in, I've got some great gifts for you. But by bringing that to all of our attention, Ray, from New York, that's right, all the way from New York. So you folks down in Scottsdale, Phoenix, I know you've got that bug shield noise too. How did you fix your bug shield noise? Let us know right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. A lot of you might be saying, I just ripped the thing off and threw it away. I don't know. Well, let us know. Also, I've got that trivia question out there. It's going to carry on through this week here on Auto World. We're talking about the auction prices at Mecum that's happening now underway in Indy this weekend. What does RT stand for in the Dodge Chrysler line? RT. So, meaning that we're going to now tell you what the number one prices so far at this point is a 1970 Challenger Hemi RT, again, convertible, 426 Hemi under the hood. Oh, yeah. Lime green, sold for $1,650,000. That's a 1970 Challenger RT, convertible, 426 Hemi, lime green, $1,650,000. Wouldn't you love to have that one? And, of course, that's the number one so far. And then number two would be that 69 Dodge Daytona. One of one. It sold for just a mere $900,000. Oh, yeah. Waiting for some more of your... I do have another one we're going to share in the third hour, a driver's ed story that just got emailed in. I'll share with that to you because the garage door is starting to come down here on the second hour. But I want to hear from you, your driver's education story of when did you do it, driver's education? What kind of car did you get to drive in? What was it? Was it a truck? Did it have a clutch, automatic transmission? Did you have to do, how many hours did you have to do in that with your instructor? And did you have to have mom and dad? with you after you did get part of that class. See, I know that my kids had to have dad and mom one at a time, of course, but we had to ride along with them. I think that's a smart thing, don't you, to be able to do that and make it happen with mom and dad. Because, you know, mom and dad's going to be pretty strict because, you know, you're driving their car. But shout out to the driver's education folks today, the teachers. A lot there, folks. It's amazing what they have to teach today. And the kids today, you know, get to drive those nice cars, Jeep Wranglers, Chevy Corvettes. Oh, look at that. The door's starting to come down here on the second hour of Auto World. I want to thank everybody, of course, that helps me put Auto World on each and every week. You, the listener, of course, for being here each and every week, tuning me in and turning me on there. First and foremost, Axelrod Alex, producer of the show, General Motor George, my chief engineer, Houston Warrett. He's in the house this week. Howdy, Adam. Always out taking care of my affiliates. Lug Nut Lee, the program director and marketing manager. Always keeping the wheels on this bad boy. T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, yeah. Makeup artist, Lan Lucy. She's always telling me I'm looking good. My personal chauffeur. He got me here safe today. Thank you. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. I look good because Lawnmower Larry always chopping my hair, making it look good. That's what it's all about. Of course, my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? Folks, I want you to drive on, motor on, drive safe, of course, and motor on. And always make sure that put the phone down, no texting. And I know it's against the law to now talk on the telephone. Hands-free it, please. Hands-free it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.